Listening Library presents King of the Mild Frontier, an ill-advised autobiography by Chris Crutcher, read by the author.
Memory is selective and by nature faulty. That statement is probably doubly true for my memory. Add to that my penchant for exaggeration and the fact that I have changed some of the names for obvious reasons, and you have a memoir that may not stand up to close historical scrutiny. So be it. Chapter 1. Fireworks. I grew up riding a rocket. If legendary rocket man Wernher von Braun could have harnessed the power of my meteoric temper, we'd have beaten the Russians into space by a good 6 months. The bits of evidence lay in the wake of my explosive impulsivity like trailer house pieces behind Hurricane Andrew. Broken toys, holes in walls, a crack from top to bottom in a full-length mirror on the bathroom door of the little house where I lived until just after my 7th birthday. My dad purposely didn't replace that mirror as a reminder, a monument to me. Subsequently, when he'd see me heating up, he'd point to it and ask one of those questions to which adults never really want an answer. Are you proud of that? No, I lied. My bottom lip stuck out so far he could have pulled it over my forehead. Of course I was proud of it. I had to slam it 3 times to get it to break. There was a famous family story about how my temper had been cured right around the age of 2. It was told by my mother at Bridge Club, Christmas get-togethers, and you think your kids are a pain in the butt afternoon coffee sessions at the Chief Cafe. It went something like this. Chris was very difficult to deal with, even at an early age. When things didn't go his way, he would throw himself into the air, kick his legs out from under him, and land hard on the floor. I was afraid he'd hurt himself.